I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He has no interest in that whatsoever of not playing this season or missing the first couple of games. It's just all a ploy and to be able to move this negotiations along quicker. It's, who knows when it will be. Just like TJ's contract, it's going to get done. You don't come this far in this offseason where you think you have a chance to win and blow it or potentially ruin it over a couple million bucks with maybe the most well-respected player in your organization over the past 20 years.
Steelers insider Mark Caballi saying that Cam Hayward will not miss games, that this will all end in compromise. Here's a question. If you had to pay one, if you could only pay one, Chris Boswell or Cam Hayward, who are you paying? 412-928-9370. If the Steelers were to pay Cam, you'd have to think it would be by rolling money forward. Like, I'm not talking about giving him a brand new contract, because then obviously I think people would lean on the side of Boswell because of the money associated with it. And to make Boswell the highest paid kicker in the NFL, you're talking about handing him $1.6 million. So for purposes of this exercise, let's make it $1.6 million for Boz. Let's make it roughly six for Cam. Who's more important? If they could only pay one, who would you pay? 412-928-9370. You can reach out to us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm still going Cam,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, me too.
And we get a lot of texts. Boswell literally won them games. Yeah, it's easy because when he kicks a field goal, you add 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
If he hits an extra point, you add a point. So the math is very simple there. But if you don't think Cam Hayward was winning the Steelers games, particularly early in the season, as an all-pro defensive lineman, then I don't know what the hell you're watching. It's just harder to quantify.
Right. That's exactly right.
I disagree.
You disagree?
Well, absolutely. Disagree.
Mr. Kicker talk Mr. over Kicker. Here. Pat
he doesn't
Bostic,
just add 3 points. It's like, situationally, they've been anemic on offense.
Sure.
So he's a really important part of their point scoring formula. Their long field goals. He's incredibly consistent. And you're going to play a lot of close games with how they play. So, and $1.6 million is a lot less than six. And he has performed at a higher level than Cam at his position.
Slightly.
He's the best kicker in the NFL.
And Cam's a top five D lineman in the NFL.
No, he's not.
He was last year's an All-Pro. Why do you hate Ben Sauls, too? Why are you doing that to your guy?
He's a rookie. Love Ben Sauls. But I like having the best kicker in the league. For $1.6 million extra, I think he's earned it.
I think both guys have outperformed their current contracts. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
When did he sign his contract, Boswell?
It's been a longer time, but they both still have 2 years on their deal.
Right, but he didn't sign one last year.
Correct.
I'm gonna try not to go off on this today.
No, we are leading the horse to water here, my friend.
Yeah, I agree with everything Doug said yesterday about Cam and his team. And for Cam to say what he said, I think he's an all-time great Steeler. I really do. He certainly hasn't fared well in the playoffs. But to say what he said about Rodgers and then to about-face with this, I mean...
It's a tough look.
It's a really bad look.
If I may just introduce a little bit of nuance here from our texter. We got great, smart, wonderful texters. I think we probably have the most informed football listenership, maybe in the entire country. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. So here's some nuance. Texter, tell them both to go bleep themselves. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think, like, real talk, like, this is a fun little hypothetical. Who's more important? Who would you rather pay? Real talk, I don't know that you can do one and not the other. I think that's tough.
And then whenever you do both, and then now you're setting a new precedent.
If you do both, that means you would have had to rip up Boswell's contract, and you would absolutely be setting a new precedent.
For the record, too, Boswell's now in year three of his four-year deal that he signed a couple years ago for the $20 million.
He has 2 years left on his deal.
Yeah.
Right, he's entering his third year of his contract. That is...
Right, which I find to be irrelevant. Like, I do understand why it's a bad look that Cam Hayward literally 11 months ago did this. Bad look. People are pissed about it. But they both have the same amount of term left on their deal. And the Steelers just simply don't negotiate with guys with 2 years left on their deal. Or so they say.
Yeah, I mean...
We're about to find out.
Right. I mean, things have been a lot different, too.
You're absolutely a better football team with Cam Hayward, so I'm not going to...
But Boswell's incredibly important.
I just have a hard time... I mean... I have a hard time with how this all transpired, and it goes back to the same sentiments about T.J. Watt. Obviously, I think we could all agree that T.J. Watt's more valuable than Cam Hayward. Do you agree?
Yes.
He's in the prime of his career. He's a defensive player of the year candidate annually. And don't give me it's an interior versus, I mean, Aaron Donald was a defensive player of the year winner. So
arguably the best of all time.
Yeah. So don't give me that positional stuff. Why now? Why you put this all together? You're 36. You're putting your chips in to win a championship, and you're going to pull this right now for $6 million when you've made over $150 million in your career. Like, I would love $6 million. I'd love $1 million. I'd love $500,000. I love
$80K.
Take it. But you say all the right stuff, and for me, if this doesn't end well, and again, I have nothing against Cam as a person, what he does in the community, the player he is, speaks for itself. But to tarnish your reputation like he is right now, and if he goes and sits out games, think of the money he's leaving on the table post-playing career in this town with who's around and who he could work with, and if it does... if he smears himself like that, because he could set up here, his kids are set for life here. He's a legend.
Yeah, he's a god.
And you know, I mean, I don't see Brett Favre going back to Green Bay every week or living there now. You know, I mean, his situation obviously went way downhill, but I think there's more at play here than the money that's you're not making. What about what you are making and what you're trying to do?
Oh, if he sat out games,
yeah,
dude, it's over.
Bridges are burned.
It's over. It's over.
Do you think the Steelers will pay him though? You think they?
They want this to happen like this, but I think they're miffed right now, based on what's happening, and I think the standoff will last longer than maybe people think. And if I'm them, regardless, I mean, they had a falling out with James Harrison to some degree. If I'm them, I'm pushing the envelope a little bit, and I'm waiting.
Troy was pissed, too, with the way that all went
because
down.
Because you do it in the middle of training camp, and you have conversations, and you have him speaking on behalf of the team in the offseason, both on his own podcast and on other networks, about what they need to do, and Aaron needs to be here, and all these things, and then you flip it on its head? Yeah. I mean, if you would have told me in March we got to pay him $6 million and he wants it or he's not going to report to minicamp, a little bit different conversation at that point. Probably doesn't reach the public light. But to go out and have it leaked, or whoever leaked it, I think that's up for debate. Most people think it's probably the Steelers that leaked it. But
yeah, Caboli's been pounding the table saying it's Cam.
Right.
The way Cam responded to their request to talk to him right after the Schefter report makes me think that it was the team. And Cam didn't know that it was out there until probably he's coming off the field at practice. because I think that former Miami Dolphins cheerleader, yeah, the TikTok lady, Vance, she went up to him. Yeah, Vance. She was like, hey, you want to talk about this? And yeah, I think that probably tipped him off. And he's like, oh, shoot, I didn't know this was coming. Yeah. That's just my read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really poor form and not good. I mean, I know people say it's not a distraction. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, if you're in our chairs, this training camp has been mired with drama. The Steelers have been mired with drama over the past however many years, really since the Killer Bees became a big thing, and Ben's whole incident. But this is, it's a distraction. It's absolutely a distraction.
Well, and him not playing is a...
Oh, my gosh. If, I mean, if he doesn't show up to play...
I just don't understand why he didn't do this during OTAs and minicamp. I understand that maybe he, out of respect for TJ and his situation, but in my mind, if I was doing that, I would want to do that while TJ was doing that, to put the fire, put their feet to the fire even more, to be like, we can't have both of these guys out.
Well, and he would fly under the radar a little bit because the scope of the TJ deal was massive.
He'd be like Boswell in this situation.
Right, it's like, yeah, but you know, ultimately, you're probably going to get done. Like, Boswell's like, yeah, go ahead, Cam, take it.
Package deal.
I'm coming right. Like, if they do your deal, they got to do mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's unfortunate that it's gotten to where it's gotten. It didn't need to be like this. And if Cam doesn't, which he can still salvage the situation, not all is lost here. But if he doesn't, if this doesn't get situated and there are games missed, I'm not sure he plays here at that point.
Like, oh, I'm with you, because they will never, never negotiate in season. That is one thing, a principle that Dan Rooney stood by that I don't think will ever change, regardless of general manager, regardless of which Rooney is running this thing. They are never going to negotiate in season.
I don't think it'll get to that point. I think they'll pay him.
Well, did you guys hear the Batco theory? I think it's a good one.
No, I haven't.
Brian Batco.
Great guy.
Great guy. Yep. He's good a pit person. Man.
Yes, yep. He is. Of course.
You know, I ran into him at the Devonshire game a couple of years ago, and he was wearing an old Dan Marino jersey. Dan Marino Dolphins jersey.
What game?
The Devonshire pick six game against West Virginia.
Oh.
And, boy, it was at halftime, so it was tight, you know? And we had a great conversation. I said, I didn't know you were a pit guy. He said, I'm related to Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Is he related to Kale? And Larry?
Somewhere in that family tree there.
Hey, Kale!
They're linked. I think it's soundproof in here. I don't think it is. Hear you. Yeah. I love Beck. What's his theory, though?
Yeah, I forgot why I brought him up. He thinks the Steelers are more than willing to just roll money forward. But they've leaked it. They've kind of let Hayward go out there on the walk the plank a little bit and sort of make himself in the eyes of the fans look bad. They want to make it look like, oh, he doesn't ask for it, and then immediately we bowed down to Cam. He thinks that the Steelers just want it to look like, boy, this is a battle. The Steelers don't want to just bend over. They'll eventually cave, but they want it to make it look like a fight.
Okay. Put him through the ringer. Now, I could argue the inverse of that. The narrative is, oh, they're going to pay him. They'll acquiesce. They'll all these things. So that's out there, too.
Yeah, and regardless of what the timeline is, you'd still be doing what the guy wanted.
Correct. But ultimately is rolling more money forward. He's not asking for a new multi-year contract. It's like, to me,
maybe.
Well, maybe he is. If that's not being spoken, then that there's more than meets the eye.
He was perfectly vague.
Yep.
Yeah, his media availability.
Yeah, but do you either want to be a Steeler or you don't?
Well, I've started to lean more to the Steelers side of it because Adam Schefter's report from the other day, he might want a whole new multi-year deal. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. You just signed a deal. Your agent sucked. You were dumb.
Right.
That, to me, is ridiculous. If you just want the money rolled forward, fair enough. Fair enough. I think everyone can understand a compromise there.
Yep.
If he misses games, it's not going to make me forget about all the great things Cam has done on and off the field, because I believe him to be a wonderful person.
Yes,
and he's been a tremendous leader. That being said,
as a
fan, I would be... From a sports standpoint, apoplectic.
Yeah.
All this talent they brought in, I never would have thought in a million years you wouldn't have Cam and him not playing. Oh, I'd be pissed. Pissed.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I listened to Starker the other day, and he just went scorched earth
for
like 30 minutes straight. I think he totally missed a break. Just went off. And I was listening to him, and I'm like, man, like, I don't want to get out of the car right now. Because he was on one. It was really good radio. Kudos to Joe.
Do you think there's ever going to be a show where he just goes for 4 hours straight, then all the commercials get pushed into the Tony and Miller show?
I think he could do it. Yeah. Especially if he has like a round of golf in the afternoon or something. Just front load it.
Yep.
They give an hour of commercials. People are driving around Pittsburgh miffed, calling the station. Bechtold's answering, I don't know what's going on. He left. He's got a tea time. He talked forever.
You've used some good words in this segment already, Pat. You're on one today. Miffed. Yeah. Miffed. Smear.
Yeah.
Which I put smear in a category with moist.
Schmear.
Schmear. Schmear.
As words that sound exactly like their meaning.
It's true. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, for the record, I want this to work out. I want Cam to be a Steeler, and I want him to be a Steeler for life. I want him to retire in that helmet, in that jersey. But this, to me, is just really poor timing. That is the most important component of it that throws me off and puts me on the Steeler side, is the timing is just not good for what they're trying to accomplish.
I'm with you on that. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So who's more valuable, the Boz or the Cam? We'll continue to discuss that. Plus, there is a topic that comes up every year around this time, and it has come up again on social media. I want to discuss it with the guy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Tweet that went viral yesterday from SoCon Beefer.
What?
SoCon Beefer. Did I do the thing again? Did I get God? I don't think I got God.
I don't think so.
It's just a goofy name. We're never going to get got again by Isla Vanel. Not going to let that happen again. So here's the hot take from SoCon Beefer. dudes that get upset about fall weddings because they can't watch football are selfish and immature. Hey, SoCon Beaver, just admit you ain't a ball guy. All right, dude? And you have 8 months out of the year. You want to get married? Go get married. I'm not going to not go to a wedding because of a football game, but I'm a big spread out the goodness kind of guy. There's nothing I love more sports-wise than college football.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, nothing I love more than a good wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Having some cocktails, get a little dance on, a little sweat, a little buffet. Love is in the air. Love a good wedding. Spread them out. I don't think it makes you immature or selfish if it bums you out that your buddy's getting married the same day as Pitt, Miami. I think that just sucks. So eat that, SoCon Beaver.
You have cell phones.
Yeah, I mean, you have plenty of options.
Yeah.
If you're just an attendee.
Is that bad form to watch a game at a wedding? Because I did it twice.
Depends on who the person is that you're attending the wedding for. Like, I mean, do they understand you? Like, if I was having a wedding in the fall and it was on a Saturday, I would have a big screen of college football on for everybody.
Right.
That would want to watch.
I went to...
Got to appeal to your audience.
Yeah.
I went 4 weddings last fall. None of them did that.
4.
At my sister-in-law's wedding, I sat in a bathroom stall for the final 25 minutes of West Virginia, Kansas. Sat in a bathroom stall. My wife's texting me, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Quit texting. I'm trying to watch a game on my phone." Watch the FCS game on my phone at a cocktail table at cocktail hour.
FCS?
West Virginia and whoever their FCS opponent was last year.
Duquesne.
That was...
No, it was last year.
No, it was 2 years ago. He's going to look it up, try to prove me wrong. You ain't gotten me on that.
I will see.
It was someone
Robert Morris?
Someone who wears purple. No, I don't remember who
it was. Oh, they played... Yeah, I know who they played.
Some goofy purple team. Yeah, I think if you're a college football fan and you are making... What? You got to give gifts at weddings. If you're part of the bridal party, I mean, you're paying an arm and a leg. Get suits and tuxes and all that. Gifts. I'm a college football fan. I'm watching a game at the wedding. Like, sorry. On my phone. In church. In mass. Catholic
mass.
See,
that part's a little far.
Not.
In church is a little far. Reception, fine.
Albany.
Thank you.
Greg Gattuso.
That was closer than it needed to be for a while, but my team sucked.
I left our homecoming dance to go watch film down in the my coach's office during high school. That didn't go over well with Samantha.
Yeah, what? It wound up being fine. He got married.
I'm watching the game film from the night before.
That's just too far. You're gonna
Does it surprise you?
Not one bit. Not one bit.
Oh, man.
Homecoming.
So I heard Pony talking the other day. This was pretty funny. I almost called in because I was in such agreement with him. I don't like watching football, like with couples and stuff.
I heard this too, and
yeah,
I totally agree.
Like, I either want to be with a bunch of dudes that are really invested in the game, my kids, my wife is fine with football, but like I don't want questions. I don't want like misinformed takes, like. Because I'm too into it, especially games I care about. Now, if it's like, you know, the Dolphins and the Saints, it's fine. But if it's like a game I care about, get away from me.
Yeah, I don't watch the Steeler games with my family. Like, I go upstairs in my room, close the door. Because I'll be getting just bombarded with questions and kids will be fighting and I'll just get upset because I need to watch the game.
Right.
I hate watching football with people, with a game that I care about, and I also hate working out with people.
Wow.
Me too.
I hate working out with people.
Now, you're probably a socialite when it comes to watching football.
I need to be with people pulling on the same rope.
Okay, there you go.
Like,
rowing in the same direction, right?
Like, I'll put it this way. Like, I would, and I love Archie's, and I was talking to Arch about maybe going there to watch the West Virginia opener.
Oh, you'll be a mess.
Well, there's going to be a ton of Pitt fans there watching that game, and I don't want that. I want to be with my people when I'm watching my team. And if I'm not with my, like, I will not go to a neutral site bar and watch my team. Because if I'm going to be in a bad mood, it's going to be because of what my team's doing. And I'm sure there's a lot of that coming my way this year. I don't need to be heckled. I don't take well to heckling.
You're very recognizable, like you still look like you played. I obviously do not look like I just played. So, like, if I go out with my family after a game and have had on or something, and I'm just like, we're just chilling, and I hear people talking about the game, I'll like look over, maybe like put the credential back on or something, just try to be like, dude, you don't know what you're talking about.
Zero.
Like, you have zero clue, but appreciate your take. That's not what happened.
You're out there fighting the good fight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because you're invested in it, right? I mean, you're invested in West Virginia, emotionally, perhaps financially, and otherwise, right? Like, and football, like, I want to actually focus on what's going on. I really don't want to explain things to people.
Doug Whaley likes to watch it by himself on mute.
Yeah, that's a coach. That's a football guy talking right there.
Yeah. He doesn't want to get his analysis tainted by some rambling color commentator. Right. Yeah,
I just thought it was an interesting take by Pony, and one I agreed with.
It's a delicate ecosystem watching ball.
Yeah,
I mean, we've all got our own setups.
There's about to be a lot of it,
but oh yeah,
it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming in droves.
We just looked at it the other day. So you got it's real quick. We'll get back to the Steelers. I promise. Kansas State, Iowa State at noon on the 24th. And then you got Kansas in their $300 million check. They're going to open up their new stadium at 6:30 against, I think, Fresno State. There's some pretty decent games after the ranked matchup at noon. But then you only got to wait until Thursday. There's good ball games on Thursday. There's good ball games on Friday. Pitt, West Virginia, Penn State all open up on Saturday. There's a game on Sunday. There's a game on Monday. And then we're in it.
Oh, my
goodness. We are in it, baby!
Oh, it's great.
We are right there!
It's great.
We have ball! This Ball Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Oh, that's right here. Next Thursday they'll be, or I guess it'll be next Saturday, fall candles, pumpkin beer, and ball.
Yep.
Hopefully the temp dips just enough that I can crack the windows and get a little bit of smell.
I think it is going to dip.
It needs to dip.
I looked at it.
Oh, baby.
It's been humid. I'm not putting out fall candles until it's sub 60 in the morning. Are you like a fall candle guy as soon as football season starts?
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Pumpkin beer, too?
Mm-hmm. Same. I've already had a couple pumpkin beers last week.
I didn't get to the pumpkins yet, but I did buy some Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
And I had
I'm not
a couple
a pumpkin
of
beer guy. Just give me an icy light.
Oh, come
Give
on.
Give me a Miller Lite. Let's go.
I do think if you're putting in a sesh, you do got to go with the light beers. Like, but for a nice chill night, I'm watching like one Thursday night game.
A sipper?
A sipper. Yeah. I might have two pumpkin beers with my feet up and the candles going.
They have pumpkin Zins.
They don't, but they, I've never heard of a better.
That's a great call.
I've never heard of a better idea in my entire life.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Or like a apple cinnamon.
Oh,
they do have a cinnamon.
They do have a cinnamon.
Yeah. Apple cinnamon.
But like what
really good.
So here's the question, right? If you have a Zin and you're drinking a pumpkin beer, you don't want it to be like mint, or you want it to be cinnamon, or you want it to be
right.
You know, pumpkin would be perfect.
Imagine a pumpkin.
This is coming from a non-Zin guy.
Yeah.
Imagine, but I'm just looking out for you.
You pop in a pumpkin Zin.
Cinnamon Zin with the coffee is good.
I was just gonna say a pumpkin Zin with the coffee would
That'd be
just
great.
Terrific.
It'd be like a pumpkin spice latte.
I actually do like those too.
PSL. I'll take a grande PSL. I can hear that Crowley go, I'll take a grande PSL.
No, that was your Beck.
No whip.
That was your Beck told.
Yes! Yes!
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I'll take a, yeah. Yeah. His lips are quivering. Take a PSL. And then Leanna will have a black coffee.
Bold.
He gets the latte. She gets the straight, no chaser.
Who's more valuable, Pat? Damn it. Who's more valuable, Chris Boswell or Cam Hayward? And a lot of people think the Steelers should trade Cam Hayward. Are you one of those folks? Why? 412-928-937.
Possibility means you have a chance. Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Zero. All right, one more here. Texter, completely agree with Bostic. Can't stand watching football around people that don't know ball. Drives me nuts. For me, it's not even so much the not knowing the ball, because compared to you guys, you could argue I don't know the ball. It's true. About the passion for the ball. Thank you, Pat.
Investment.
You got to be invested.
Exactly.
Like, there's someone in my life that will... has the occasion to drop in from time to time.
Sounds like multiple people, based on what you just said off the air.
There might be people. There might be people who drop in, like I'm watching a Dub V game on a Saturday, and they come in and, you know, the graphics department does a great job on all these national broadcasts with the scoreboard. They'll walk in, I'm sweating. My heart rate's 175. Is that even that bad? It's like 250. My heart, I am dying young because of the way I consume these games. They walk in, what's the score?
Oh, my goodness.
And then, they try to assimilate. And then it's, he cares. Yeah. So now, the West Virginia quarterback threw an interception. Might be some of that this year. I'm losing. You idiot. What are you? And they're like, it's terrible.
You know what bugs me the most? When, like, I'll be watching something and they're like, he stinks. And I'm like, okay.
Oh,
they don't stink. Now you can say that and mean it, or you can say that and it's just a expression. But when you like say it multiple times and you mean it, like they really don't stink. They may not be good relative to who they're playing against in the National Football League, for crying out loud.
My uncle played college hockey. I remember going to my first ever Penguins game with him, and it was like Eric Cairns or something. I was like, this guy stinks. He's like, Adam, let me tell you something. Don't you ever say that. Do you have any idea how good that guy is to even be playing on the National Hockey League stage? I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
No Fair doubt. Enough. But it is a fascinating discussion and social experiment when you're watching football with people.
It's tough.
I can't. Mm.
You either got to know or you got to care or both, but you can't be missing both of those elements.
Right.
We've asked, should the Steelers consider trading Cam Hayward at 412-928-9370? Texter writes, and this is Mike, says he loves the show. If Cam is top five at his position, they should be able to get a good draft pick for him, right? Well, yeah, but you ain't looking for draft picks now. Not when the stated goal is let's go win some damn football games and hopefully a playoff game and hopefully more.
Well, it's just such a unique situation. Yeah, if Cam was 31 years old, you would get something back for him. But I don't think anybody's trading for Cam Hayward right now at 36 years old, going to be 37 years old. I mean, you're thinking maybe a year out of him this year? Like, I don't think that he is a tradable asset. If we want to play that game.
Unless you're a team that's like, we're a defensive lineman away from winning the Super Bowl. And we saw how the Eagles
this
did
year.
It last year.
Yeah.
This year.
Right, you would pay for this year.
But you're not giving up a first or second round pick for that, I wouldn't think. No. I think best you're looking at is a three. And at that point, what are you doing?
Right.
When you're trying to win.
Three threes, right?
The simple answer here.
Yeah.
You do not trade Cam Hayward.
No.
Intern Dom didn't sway you yesterday?
No. I love intern Dom.
I do too.
But he's just categorically wrong on that.
There's no way they would.
No, they would never trade him. It's not even a possibility.
No. There's a bigger possibility that they traded TJ Watt than Cam Hayward.
Absolutely. There's a bigger possibility that Hayward misses games than they trade him.
Interesting.
I agree.
Me too.
Now, I think cooler heads will ultimately prevail here. Whether money exchanges hands or not, it likely will. And this will all be a memory. But one that people won't forget, I don't think.
You know what?
Especially if they don't want a playoff game this year.
Well,
if they pay him and they go out and get in our sieve again late in the season, and then he wants to come back next year and do it all again because it's a contract year now. Remember this. Yeah, you put money forward, but if he wants to play again at 37, it's not going to be for less money. So you're setting a precedent for not only him, but the rest of that football team and how you operate. And if it doesn't yield results, I think Joe said he's, 1-5 in playoff games when he plays?
1-8.
Okay, and TJ Watt's 0-4, 0-5?
Correct, yeah.
Like, what's the return on investment? Really?
Individual success?
It's quality. It's quality weeks 1 through 16. When they're healthy,
right.
And they've both missed a lot of games over the years. So, yeah, I mean, he doesn't need to be practicing full right now. He doesn't need to be playing in preseason games. You're not really losing a whole lot there.
No.
But pulling the trigger on this, initiating a, advance of money, if you will, is just you're kicking the can down the lane for what you have to address then in the offseason with him. And I think what the Steelers are probably hoping for is that Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can say, it's been nice, but it's time to move on.
And I think
that might be part of this.
I think that that's what Cam's thinking, too, on his side.
That he's done?
Like Y.A. Black, Derek Harmon, they might move on and cut him. I could see that, but more than trading.
So that's why he's coming to the table right now?
Let me get all this money now before something happens and they move on or want to cut me before this money comes my way next offseason.
Man, it's just what I don't understand is this seems to indicate that there's not a, for him being a captain and a Walter Payton Man of the Year and a representative of the organization for however many years now, does this not indicate some disconnect there? Like, are they not telling him, hey, we're going to draft at your position? We're not deep enough at D-line?
I think he's aware.
Yeah. Okay, so why come to the table now and not in March?
I think he's thinking about retiring. That's what I think. He hasn't said that, obviously. It hasn't been reported, but
he wants to get the money, then retire?
I think he wants them to roll the bonus forward to now so he gets paid now.
And then retire after next year.
And retire after this season.
After this season.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
Because you're not going to get the roster bonus if you retire before March. Now, he could retire after March, but then that's a bad look, too. You take the signing bonus and cut and run.
Either way, it's still
Tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
Man. But he has been talking to the Steelers allegedly since February about this, or he let them know about this situation.
Right.
So why didn't it get done? If it was over the rolling the money forward, which is what, $6 million?
Yeah, because we were just talking about him wanting a new contract.
If it's about that, if it's about $6 million, why would it take since February to get done?
That's got
to
be more.
It's more than that.
There's got to be more than this.
Well, that's where the backhoe theory could come in. I mean, maybe that's all it is, and the Steelers are like, okay, we'll give it to him, but we're not going to let him know we're giving it to him. We're going to make him sweat it out.
I don't think they would welcome that distraction right now. I think they want to put this to bed behind closed doors. If that was being discussed since February, why do you want this in the media right now?
Maybe, but I don't know how much they ever even care about the distraction stuff. I know they moved on from Deontay. They moved on from Pickens, so that might spit in the face of my argument here. But
he's also holding in, not holding
he's
out.
He's not holding out, yeah.
Well, he's holding in, but he's not doing team drills.
He was hanging out chummy with Mr. Tomlin on the sideline during the preseason game, though. That arrogant jerk. I can't believe he talked to Tomlin. All right. We'll keep knocking this around coming up next. Top of the hour. Controversial wide receiver might have some interest in the Steelers. Do they have interest in him? We will get into it. Got ourselves a little joint practice today, Steelers and Buccaneers. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Buccaneers posted video of them practicing in Pittsburgh. They were at Carnegie Mellon, where the Tartans play.
Tartans. What's a tartan?
I'm on it.
A tartan.
You like know what a tartan
is? I bet no. You. Oh, that you'd be dropping the S. I bet you them fancy smart folks over at Carnegie Mellon know what tartans are. Exactly. I have no clue. It's a specific type of patterned cloth characterized by intersecting bands of different colors and widths that create a grid-like design. That can't
What's
be
What's their mascot?
No, that is a type of cloth, because when you win the RBC Heritage golf tournament, you get a tartan jacket, and it's like a plaid tartan. I think there's another more...
Like an animal?
No, more sport. There's more of association with sport to a tartan, I think. I don't think you'd have a mascot be cloth.
It says it's plaid design woven from wool inspired by the Scottish heritage of the university's founder, Andrew Carnegie.
Okay, never mind. You're right.
Wow.
Color me
but
shocked.
But CMU's mascot is a Scottish Terrier.
Oh. Different than a Boston?
Yeah, I have Boston.
I used to have one, too.
I did a little further research. It said that they were designed to pay homage to wild creatures and domesticated animals.
You go homage, not homage?
Yeah, it's a silent H.
I go homage.
Wait. So joint practice today. Let's see if these boys can block this D-line. I'm changing the subject. This tartan stuff has me confused.
You don't want to pay homage?
Yeah.
Well, that's just wrong. Homage.
Is it?
Homage.
Wait, you're saying to drop the H?
You drop the H.
It's no, you keep the H.
No, it's...
Playing homage.
We're split on this. Homage. I agree with Dorn.
Not homage.
It's homage.
Right, with the H.
It would actually be homage. You would drop the
I think it is homage, but you said homage.
I think they're two different words.
Is it...
We'll look that up during
Is it
break.
Niche or niche?
It's niche.
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 Niche. Niche.
Is it mature or mature?
Depending on who you're around.
The older. I think there's an age kind of standard there.
I think my father would say mature.
Mature.
But
that
I would
sounds
say...
sounds better, right?
Yeah, mature.
Mature.
Appalachian or Appalachian?
Latian.
There's a place in West Virginia to call them the Appalachian Mountains.
That's Latian.
You would know.
Trust me, yeah. All right, good segment there, boys. Coming up next, controversial wide receiver appears to indicate he'd be interested in joining the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
Would they be interested in him? We'll get to that, plus homage, homage, next. First, Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high at 85. It was humid as hell yesterday. Low at 69, partly cloudy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.